It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. I got a story here pertaining to digital mapping that I want to share with you. But first, top three stories. President Xi Jinping from China has visited Russia. This is his first visit to Moscow since the invasion of Ukraine. House Republican chair, basically the House Republicans are starting to intervene a little bit with the Trump indictment thing. You keep hearing about this all weekend long. Trump's going to be indicted. Trump's going to be arrested. First president to be arrested, or ex-president to be arrested. And now the House Republicans are starting to intervene with this Manhattan probe. They've called for the Manhattan DA to testify pertaining to this politically motivated prosecution of Trump. In the meantime, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says that Americans should not protest tomorrow if Trump is indicted. And so we'll have to see what happens with all of that. Those are your top three stories. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So Japan just discovered more islands than it previously thought it had. Back in 1987, the Japanese Coast Guard basically spent a long time trying to survey all of the lands, all the islands that they consider to be Japanese possession. And they came out with a figure of 6,852 islands. Wow, that's a lot. Turns out, it's more. The Geospatial Information Authority of Japan just did a digital mapping using GPS technology, and they've discovered an additional 7,000 islands. Instead of 6,852, they figured the islands is about 14,125, more than double the figure that they thought they had. Wow. This is just one of these things that just shows the advances in surveying technology, how much it impacts it. Now, this did not change the overall area of land in Japan's possession. It's just there was a lot more islands within that land mass and land area than what they realized. The new number does not include any artificially reclaimed land, because remember, they've started creating artificial islands and stuff. Doesn't do that either. This is legitimate. Like, these are islands they just didn't know they had. And you think that, like, this has got to be, like, this bizarre, you know, like, unreal discovery to find 7,000 new islands. But if you remember, about a month ago, digital surveying technology discovered a whole civilization, like old Mayan civilization in South America that we never knew existed before, that was just in the jungle. And when we're talking civilization, we're talking, like, massive pyramids and towers and stuff that we'd never saw before. It's just covered in the jungle. But new digital surveying technology has been able to help discover these kinds of things. So pretty crazy. Finding this new civilization or this old civilization in the South American jungle, finding 7,000 islands that they didn't know existed before. It's like, what else are we going to find? The lost city of Atlantis? I don't know. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No slowdowns to report with I-10 and I-110 looking good. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach also showing no delays. We do have some slight slowdowns on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, but it has cleared up a good bit for this afternoon in 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre looking good. See someone else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon, employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, once again, text or call 850-437-1620. Come up here next, top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Stick around.
Don't you love her badly? Or don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you...
Death Cult right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Coming up here in about 10 minutes. Got your Florida legislative update for you. I'll let you know about some of the bills that have gone through the legislative session today. There is the 27th Annual Gulf Breeze Arts Festival coming up this weekend, March 25th and 26th. Join News Radio 92.3 and explore 100-plus local, regional, and national fine artists. There's also going to be food vendors there. There's going to be a student art show, a local artist art show, and a silent auction as well. So be sure to check that out this weekend. Also, be sure to register for the Navy Federal's 13th Annual 5K. It's going to be Saturday, April 1st in downtown Pensacola. The race starts at 8 a.m. and begins and ends at Seville Quarter. To register, go to NavyFederal.org/5K. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Trump Tower and the Manhattan Criminal Court are currently surrounded by barricades. This as New York City is preparing for former President Trump's possible arrest. He could be indicted by a grand jury investigating the documentation of hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. China's president being pushed to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky. National Security spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. is hoping Chinese President Xi Jinping will press Russian President Vladimir Putin to halt the war in Ukraine and withdraw troops. The government of France will stay in place for now. This after it survived a no-confidence vote following the protest against the measure that would raise the nation's retirement age from 62 to 64. And 9,000 additional Amazon workers will soon be out of a job. A new round of cuts coming after more than 18,000 employees were let go late last year into early this year. The CEO said employees working in various sectors like human resources will be affected this time around. Bobby?
Yeah, and looking at President Xi Jinping going there, so he allegedly is going to be trying to get Putin to back down. I don't know how well that would.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's going to get very far with that one. But I mean, if he's able to get something done with it, then great. It doesn't seem like it's very likely, you know.
It's going straight into Michael Scott's suggestion box, which is not being read.
Not being read at all. So, but we'll see. I mean, I doubt it though. I doubt anything's going to change with change Vladimir Putin's mind on that one. The, you know, when we're talking about the raising retirement age over in France, the situation going with that. So it appears that he's only raising it like 2 years.
2 years, 62 to 64.
Yeah, that's it. But that just raising that 2 years is making a big difference. And there are people getting pretty upset about it. There's discussion in America about raising the retirement age to 70 in order to qualify for Social Security, as high as 70. Now, some are saying raise it to 67, but they're talking about raising it to 70 years old very soon. So, and of course, even if they raise it to 70 here, I don't know if that would necessarily trigger massive protest and stuff like that, but maybe it would. I don't know. There's definitely been some big backlash to him. Yeah.
I mean, I would say that, you know, there's a great show on News Radio 92.3 that airs from 1 to 3 or 1 to 4 that you could listen to and gain some insight about not having to worry about what the Social Security age is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So the 17th annual Art of Fashion is coming up Thursday, April 6th from 6 to 10 o'clock p.m. It's going to be at Museum Plaza. And the Art of Fashion this year is going to be turning back the clock and turning up the fun as Studio 54. So you can enjoy pre-party. There's a pre-party, there's cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, a fashion show, an after-party. And then all proceeds are going to support Covenant Care's My Wish program. Tickets are $100 each. And to get tickets and more details, go to our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. And coming up here next, I do have a Florida legislative update for you. First, let's get traffic on the files of Gracie Wolf.
No major delays to report with I-10 and I-110, showing no slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola. Highway 90 into Pace from Pensacola. Expect some slight slowdowns due to construction, but it is clearing up for the afternoon. And 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre are looking good. See someone else? Give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We do a Florida legislative update every day at 5:10. I'll give you a condensed version next, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Last night, a little dancer came dancing to my door. Last night, a little angel.
That's called right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So, Florida legislative update here for you real quick. We've got the affordable housing plan is headed to the House floor now. It passed the final committee today with 19-2 vote. This would provide incentives for investment in affordable housing and seek more mixed-use development in struggling commercial areas. This is one of the goals that they have, is to try to increase affordable housing in the state. This is one of the main bills that they were talking about to try to do that, would just get more money, more incentives, things like that. Also getting some rent control provisions and stuff like that going on possibly in the state. This other bill is going to provide campground liability protections. I'm like, wait, what's this? Apparently, RV campground owners have been plagued by lawsuits and threats of lawsuits in recent years from things like a pet being injured by a wild animal or killed by a wild animal on the campground. They've been threatened to be sued by this. Or their RV or other property has been damaged by a bear, or they were attacked by wasps and want to sue the campground owner because these are all things that are just like normal risks in camping and being in the outdoors, right? But they've been bombarded by lawsuits. So now a bill is going through committee right now that would basically protect campgrounds from liability with stuff like that. Then, a Senate panel has okayed a couple of bills, one on custody transfer sites and booster seat requirements. The booster seat requirement one's interesting. So right now, the state has a requirements of weight and height to be in a booster seat. Now they're looking to change it to say kids have to be in booster seat through age 7. And if you're under the age of 3, then your booster seat requirement would be you have to have a rear-facing seat with a 5-point harness. Then there's the state could require safe zones to be established by law enforcement around the state to ensure safe transfer of children between custodial parents. And finally, a bill would ban the use of preferred pronouns in schools. That's right, as we're seeing the expansion of preferred pronouns happening, this would ban the use of that. Interesting. Let's call right now, Bobby Ross.
Oh,
call right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here shortly, got to talk a little bit about California banning candy, possibly, kind of. And we'll talk about that as well as today's sign of the apocalypse. Top three stories here, and then we'll get into your sports hit. So the Chinese president, President Xi Jinping, has arrived in Russia amid the Ukraine war. He allegedly is going to be trying to get Vladimir Putin to back out of the Ukraine war, to pull his troops and have a ceasefire. Well, we'll see how that goes. House Republicans starting to intervene with the Manhattan District Attorney's lawsuit or prosecution of President Trump. This is the one that is expected to have Trump indicted and arrested tomorrow. Well, the House Republican chairman now has called for the Manhattan District Attorney to testify about this prosecution, which they've called politically motivated prosecution of former President Donald J. Trump. And so they're starting to intervene with this Trump probe. They also stated it's an unprecedented abuse of prosecutorial authority. We'll see, have to see what happens with that. Then finally, the House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, has asked Americans or told Americans, do not protest if he is indicted tomorrow. So that's the update right there. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. That is your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA is underway right now. Indianapolis Pacers are beating the Charlotte Hornets by 17 points at the end of the first period. In the second period right now, the Philadelphia 76ers are beating the Chicago Bulls just by 2 points. And the tip game just tipped off between the Knicks and the Timberwolves. So the Knicks have a 2-point lead on that one, 2-0. Then NBA TV at 7 o'clock has the Dallas Mavericks against the Memphis Grizzlies coming on NBA TV. Major League Baseball preseason, quite a few games are already wrapped up. The Mariners beat the Brewers earlier today. The Guardians tied with the Rangers. The Arizona beat Chicago White Sox. Cincinnati beat LA Angels. Toronto beat Detroit. Philadelphia beat Baltimore. The Atlanta Braves beat the Tampa Bay Rays. Pittsburgh beat Boston. St. Louis beat Miami. And right now, top of the seventh inning, Washington Nationals lead the Mets 2-1. Then NCAA men's basketball has been, we got to wait for that event a little bit until, I believe, Thursday. No, Wednesday. Wednesday will be the next games. Thursday will be the next games, Thursday and Friday. But in the meantime, we have NCAA women's basketball. Then, so NCAA women's basketball earlier today, number 3 Ohio State beat number 6 UNC. Right now, number 4 Villanova is beating Florida Gulf Coast University 39-33 at halftime. ESPN has number 5 Louisville with an 11-point lead over number 4 Texas. 3 minutes left in the first half. And with 6.5 minutes left in the game on ESPN2, number 4 Tennessee is trouncing number 12 Toledo 75-43. So the one to watch for right now would be the one on ESPN, number 5 Louisville with an 11-point lead over number 4 Texas. Then coming up later on ESPN2, number 9 Miami will play number 1 Indiana. Number 7 Baylor will be playing number 2 UConn on ESPN. And number 5 Oklahoma is playing number 4 UCLA on ESPN2. And NHL hockey, Florida Panthers have a 2-1 lead over Detroit right now at the end of the first. That game's on NHL Network. Ottawa leads Pittsburgh 1-0 as well. That game's on ESPN+. I'll give you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. The Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge showing no slowdowns, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Throughout I-10 and I-110, also nothing to slow you down. We did have an accident just a little bit ago out west, Cervantes Street and North T Street, so we have some slight slowdowns at that intersection. But other than that, we're looking good. If you do see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, in sports news, Roger Goodell is expected to receive a new deal from the NFL. Then you also have here, where is it at? The Texans have added tight end Schultz and running back Singletary. Dolphins have exercised Tua Tagovailoa's fifth-year option. There it is, fifth-year. I was going to say fourth-year, but no, it's fifth-year option. And then Frank Reich of the Panthers says that, no, Bryce Young's height will not affect them and whether or not they're weighing in on him for the draft. And let's see here. Rick Pitino has left Iona. He's going to be going to St. John's, so he's returning to the Big East. And Georgetown has hired Ed Cooley, poaching him from Big East rival Providence. That is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. By the way, in the NCAA men's basketball tournament, which picks up again on the 23rd and 24th for the Sweet 16, I don't know about your bracket. I still have three. I only have three teams who aren't in the Sweet 16 that I predicted would be: Arizona, Marquette, and Kansas. So Marquette was upset by Michigan State, so I lost on that one. Kansas, I was upset by Arkansas. So unfortunately, I had both Kansas and Marquette into the Big Eight, though, or the Elite Eight. So that's going to make it, no matter. In fact, I had Marquette and Kansas in the Final Four. So no matter what, my bracket's a little busted, but not completely, because I have Alabama and Houston getting to the Final Four. So still got my fingers crossed in that whole thing. I saw this story here. California looking to ban. Well, the headline was a California bill could ban the sale of candies like Skittles and Pez. So I looked it up and I was like, oh, okay. So this is some sort of woke thing, like, oh, these candies are bad, so we're going to kick these candies out of our state. No, it's not that, actually. In fact, when I looked at it further, I went, this isn't as bad as I thought it was initially. Because what they're looking to do is they're looking to ban certain additives that are actually included in several candies like Skittles, Sour Patch Kids, Pez, jelly beans, but also in Campbell's soup, some breads, and even Trident sugar-free gum. The proposal of assembly person who proposed the bill says, quote, Californians shouldn't have to worry about the food they buy in their neighborhood grocery store might be full of dangerous additives or toxic chemicals. So what they're trying to do is ban additives, and these additives are linked to cancer, organ damage, and harmful to DNA. The additives are these. And tell me if you're familiar with any of these additives, and if these are things that you think, yeah, let me go to the store and go pick up a can of propylparaben. Let me go pick up a container of red dye number 3, or a bottle of brominated vegetable oil. Not vegetable oil, brominated vegetable oil. How about a package of potassium bromate? You picked up any of that stuff? And how about some titanium dioxide? Oh, yeah. Yummy. Titanium dioxide. So basically, these are the additives. Many of these have already been banned in the European Union and in Canada and in Brazil. So it's not like California's just going off the off the reservation here with banning things. They're just they're banning things that have already been banned in other places because they've been shown that they've shown that they're unhealthy for us. And so here's an interesting thing. For example, brominated vegetable oil was removed from Mountain Dew already in 2020. Have you noticed a big change with Mountain Dew? It's not like they took Mountain Dew off the shelves. So in other words, many of these things, these additives, can be removed from these candies and foods and drinks. And they won't have to, because at first, so in other words, the headline was, California law could ban the sale of candies like Skittles, Pez, and Sour Patch Kids. That's not true. California law could have the manufacturers change what's in their ingredients list to get rid of additives that have already been proven to create cancer, organ damage, and more. So that was kind of an interesting way to look at it like that. All right. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Let's get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right. Today's sign of the apocalypse pertains to preferred pronouns. So the Biden administration, if they're able to get their way, they are headed down the road of if you do not use somebody's preferred pronoun. So if you incorrectly use somebody's preferred pronoun, then it could be considered a human rights violation. Say what? Yeah. The Department of Education is trying to enact new rule changes to civil rights law that would basically end free speech. If you don't use somebody's preferred pronoun, you could be in violation of human rights violations. That's why, by the way, a Florida legislature just, it's passed through committee, hasn't hit the floor yet, but the Florida legislature is trying to pass a bill that bans using preferred pronouns in schools. Because then that's the contrast what the Department of Education is trying to do, which is if you don't use somebody's preferred pronoun, you could be in violation of a human right violation. Oh my goodness. There you go. That's today's sign of the apocalypse. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
No slowdowns to report with I-10 and I-110 looking good throughout our area, as well as 29 and 90. That's going to include Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Bobby, Trump Tower and the Manhattan Criminal Court are currently surrounded by barricades as New York City is preparing for former President Trump's potential arrest. He could be indicted by a grand jury investigating the documentation of hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. The U.S. is sending Ukraine another aid package as Russia's invasion of the country goes on. The latest package, $350 million, includes many things like howitzers and anti-tank weapons. And spring break hitting Miami Beach, hard officials there meeting to discuss an emergency order and midnight curfew. The city is reeling from two deadly shootings involving visitors the last 2 days. The proposal would extend the curfew and alcohol ban for South Beach. Bobby?
Yeah, I saw that as well. Kind of a crazy thing going on over there with the curfews and all that stuff. And I was talking about this, that because of that horrible tragedy that happened in Mexico, you've had the United States warning people don't travel to Mexico for spring break, but they didn't even need to do that. People on their own were canceling their plans for spring break in Mexico and switching them to Florida. And of course, that means South Florida particularly was going to get hammered. So that I think they just have a big influx of people that they haven't had in the past, and they haven't been able to manage it very well. So, but oh well, it is what it is. Thanks, Joe. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio. And it's good to have you back too, by the way.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Gonna go sleep
here.
Now Pensacola or right try now. To.
TNA can try to get some sleep. you're not supposed to sleep during the commercial breaks. Only I can do that. There is a story about robots that I saw. So robots are steadily replacing security guards at stores around the country using AI technology. So they're basically, when you go into sometimes it's a bank or sometimes it's office buildings, they have these like little robots just standing there where it'll take your picture and verify you're who you say you are. You just scan your ID, things like that. But they're now they're starting to have a discussion about maybe instead of just checking in visitors or scanning visitors and scanning people in the building, checking broken fire alarms, things like that, maybe they need to be armed, like with firearms. Now, I would say, depending on the situation, maybe tasers, maybe, like way down the road, not anywhere near now. As they get smarter, maybe. But then I saw this story, and I was like, oh man, I don't know about this. Apparently, there's robots that are helping out in grocery stores called Giant, which is in Pennsylvania, eastern Pennsylvania. And they've been having these robot helpers for the past few years, actually. These robots walk around, like kind of roam around the place, and they scan inventory and they look for spills and things like that. Well, apparently a couple weeks ago, one of them was spotted in the parking lot leaving the facility. I guess maybe the robot is just like, I'm out of here. It's too much work. So they're calling it a rogue robot. I'm like, all we need is a rogue robot that has a firearm. No, thank you. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. 95.